The lyrics to Annie, My Own Love were supplied by Foster's close friend, Charles Chavez, a poet and an ardent abolitionist. The two of them frequented one of Pittsburgh's leading music stores, which served as informal headquarters for poets and writers, artists and musicians. The proprietor was Henry Klaber, a vigorous musical entrepreneur recognized as the best music professor in Pittsburgh. He had emigrated from Germany as a young man, bringing with him a broad knowledge of the classical European repertoire. Klaber served as a mentor to young Foster, encouraged him to study the works of such composers as Mozart, Beethoven, and Weber. Yet, the myth persists that Foster was an untutored genius, depending on sheer inspiration, despite the evidence of his thorough knowledge of the classical repertoire.
When Foster published the so-called Social Orchestra, an anthology of instrumental music, he included works by Franz Abt and Mozart, as well as a large sampling of Italian works. It is evident as well for the concerts and recitals he attended that he knew and admired the music of Rossini, Bellini, and Donizetti. His familiarity with Italian style is reflected in many of his works, including Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming, Wilt Thou Be Gone, and especially in one of his most haunting songs, Beautiful Dreamer.